So going beyond with faith, boldness, kindness, thankfulness, and hope, those are good themes for our kids, right? But are those things just for kids? No, they're not just for kids. Adults in our congregation or parents of our VBS children, our volunteers, they might hear the challenge to go beyond in those ways in their lives too. On a good day, that challenge to go beyond, it might feel like an exciting adventure, right? It might feel like an exciting challenge and adventure here in our rocket ship. We might be able to imagine ourselves listening to God and finding deep reserves of inner strength that we didn't know we have and winning the day. But sometimes in life, the challenge to go beyond, well, at least as a grown-up, it doesn't seem quite so exciting always. Sometimes life feels more like an uphill battle than an exciting adventure. How am I supposed to have faith, we might ask, when I just don't see how this ancient tradition connects to my everyday life at all? How can I be bold and stand up for myself or others when it just doesn't seem to change anything in the end? At the end of the day, I hardly have enough left in me to be kind to my family. How am I supposed to be kind to strangers and to enemies, too? Why should I be thankful, we might ask? I've worked hard and I've struggled, and yet it still seems like I don't get what I've earned. And perhaps in the middle of our deepest struggles, we might ask, how can I possibly have hope? What does it help to have hope anyway? But this adventure to Mars and beyond, it's not one just for our kids, and it's not an adventure that we take up alone. Ephesians reminds us it's the power of God at work within us. That's God's promise, to be present with us, to be present in us, to be present and at work within us when we know it and when we don't know it. No matter how dark or how difficult or even how hopeless the mission might look. And Ephesians also reminds us it's the power of God at work within us. Not the power of God at work within me, Pastor Emily. Not the power of God at work within you individually, but the power of God at work within us. And the best crews of spaceships already know that, right? Because it takes a good team to run a spaceship. Do we have any Trekkies out there this morning? I know we do. Rick, Kate, yes. So pick your series, original series, Next Generation, Voyager. Every time the crew has to work together to make good things happen. Or maybe like Bob, you prefer Star Wars. Bob and I are both big Star Wars fans. And even Luke Skywalker doesn't do it alone. It takes the whole Rebel Alliance to fight the Empire. And when the time comes, Luke has to teach the ways of the Force to the next generation. Or maybe you prefer Battlestar Galactica or Firefly. No, my references have gone too nerdy now for most of you. So I'll just say the point is, it takes a team to run a spaceship and to get going on a challenging space adventure. And that's what we are here, a team. And the power of God is at work within us. When one of us doesn't have enough faith to trust in God, someone else will have faith to spare. And when we can't be bold for ourselves, someone else will be there to be bold for us. When we need kindness, we'll show it to one another and let it be a reminder of our calling to be kind out there beyond these doors. And when we can't think of what we have to be thankful for, we'll remind one another of what we have. And above all, each week in this place, through story and through music and through generosity as we give of ourselves and gathering together around a table to share a holy meal, we'll be reminded of deep and profound hope that we can have because of a God who loves us so very, very much. Faith, boldness, kindness, thankfulness, and hope to go not only to Mars and beyond, but into our lives and beyond. Thanks be to God. Amen.